Hey, what's up, Street Talkers? Eric from the Eric and Street Photography blog. So I just want to do a quick video with you, just sharing some rando turbo thoughts I had on anti-views, likes, followers, blah, blah. So this is the biggest problem. In modern life, we are so obsessed with likes, followers, counts, and so forth. And now, I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing in the sense of like, oh, you know, us human beings, you know, we shouldn't care about social prestige, blah, blah, because the truth is we do care. But the problem about obsessing with too much about viewers, likes, followers, and so forth is this. The algorithm controls us rather than us controlling the algorithm. So when I talk about algorithm, let me be more specific. So I think one of the most important things when it comes to talking about the algorithm is that just explaining how it works. So first and foremost, this is the down low of the algorithm. So these companies have a tricky thing where they are incentivized to essentially kind of control what is being viewed and what is not being viewed in order to maximize advertising revenue. So generally, if you post too much to Facebook, Instagram, you know, even YouTube, you're gonna get quote unquote punished by the algorithm because the algorithm says, thou shall not upload too much, but also thou shall upload frequently enough. And so the problem with this is that we become conditioned to just make stuff which makes the algorithm happy. So this is the problem, is that, you know, we all know what kind of videos and blog posts and photos tend to get more likes, views, and followers. It generally tends to be stuff that is safe, tends to be a little more generic, and it doesn't really offend anybody. And, you know, I think that's fine that people try to do that, but what I'm striving towards is I want to create something that's, like Horace says, more lasting than bronze, where I want to create things which have more durability over time and they'll last a really long time. And so if you're too obsessed with likes, followers, views, stuff like that right now, there's less likelihood that your stuff will continue to exist far into the future. So for example, I see this happening a lot with music, right? A lot of these trendy pop songs are huge, massive hits with billions of views and followers or whatever, and then after a year or two, it just kind of fades away. So even now, right? So you remember how huge Gangnam Style was? Ain't nobody talk about Psy no more. Ain't nobody talk about Gangnam Style no more. And I mean, I guess it kind of helped Korean pop culture get its foot into the door in America. But if Psy's goal was to be socially relevant in America for at least 3 decades, Gangnam Style isn't the right strategy. So realize that the best way to thrive as an artist is to unchain yourself from the algorithm. So, you know, we all watch the movie Matrix, right? You know the part where they plug the thing in the back and then they unplug it? So essentially unplug yourself from the Matrix, unplug yourself from social media. So that means, like I've been off Instagram for like 3 years, I think, maybe 2 years, 2.5 years. I deleted it like 2.5 years. And I've been so much happier since then. And also something simple I've been doing is I don't look at views anymore. So I make the videos, I upload them, and then I'm on to the next one. And really nowadays, I don't really care about how many people view my videos. Rather, I'm having more fun to just keep making videos and keep streaming my thoughts and ideas and just kind of putting it out there. And so I feel that the human mind, our creative soul, it's kind of like this fire hose of ideas, but with social media and all these networks controlling us, it's like the pipeline, they keep constricting it smaller and smaller until it essentially gives you creative blue balls. So unchain yourself from the algorithm, which means, you know, set up certain ways where you don't look at views. So I'll give you a practical example. Start your own website blog on bluehost.com or 101.com and install wordpress.org. And the first thing you want to do is uninstall all the shit which shows you comments, views, follower numbers, and so forth, because these is going to affect the way that you create and share your ideas and artwork. So that's been hugely motivational for me. So the second thing is, let's say you start your own YouTube channel. Have it set up where, so this is what I do on my laptop, right? So I have a MacBook Pro. I go to youtube.com/upload and I'll upload the video file from my laptop and then I'll link it to my blog, whatever. But after that, I never check the views, because checking the views, it'll make you emotional or discouraged. Cause like, you know, let's say you make a video and you only have like 50 views. Then you look at the guy with 10 trillion views. Of course your ego is gonna get hurt. So for me, people tend to quantify their success by how many views they had, but this is not, it's not really accurate, because if I made or uploaded 10 videos in a row, which I'm like doing right now, of course I'm gonna get fewer views. But for me, it's more of the conviction that I have in my thoughts and my ideas, which is more interesting than how many views that I get. So, you know, just consider, if you wanted to maximize your views, likes, follower counts, whatever, essentially you're gonna become like the McDonald's or Starbucks, where you're just essentially giving people sugary crap, which is gonna give them diabetes and cancer and, you know, obesity, whatever. Perhaps better to adopt a more elitist view, where you don't really care for likes, followers, counts, or whatever. Because like, for example, let me take a Harvard, for example. I was Wikipedia-ing yesterday. I think they only have like 2,500 faculty there, and then, you know, like X amount of students. But everyone wants to be at Harvard, right? Would you rather be at Harvard or be at a school where they admit everybody? So this is the funny thing. A basic person might think about Harvard and be like, yo, Harvard's not a good school because they only have 2,500 people there, or they only have 20,000 students or whatever. No, like that is false, is that it is not the number, like, so this is where numbers is funny. Sometimes having more numbers is better, and sometimes having less numbers is better. And I think it's our duty to kind of know to differentiate the both. But perhaps the goal is for us to care more about who is looking at our stuff and who follows us and so forth. Another practical example. Would you rather have 1 million YouTube views of just like random people watching your videos? Or would you rather have like, you know, Quentin Tarantino be one of your followers and watch your videos? Like, to me that would, like, I mean, obviously there's no way you could know, but still, it would be better for you to have 5 views on one of your videos and all of them are Hollywood directors rather than a bunch of rando people watching things. But once again, this is the problem, that we cannot really know this. So I mean, the practical tip I have is just whatever you create and put out there, really don't care for the views, likes, followers, whatever, but focus on the veracity of your own heart, your own soul, like whether it feels true to you, whether you feel strong conviction in it, whether it feels personally meaningful to you. And constantly strive to put out stuff there and keep streaming things as much or as little as you want. This is another thing too I've discovered. You know, people's like, oh, you know, try to publish at least once a day. I think this is bad advice. Maybe it's better that you publish once a week or once a month or once a year, or publish like 10 or 20 times a day. So like, to publish once a day, it actually seems too mediocre. It's too much in the median, right? Better to embrace the extremes. Maybe you could publish a great book every once every 10 years, or you could be like me, be like a hyper blogger or a hyper vlogger where you're posting 10 things a day. So once again, let us be anti-mediocre. Let's take the barbell strategy and don't hold yourself to any preconceived notions, anything, just strive to maximize yourself. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.